bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. My friends, we're going to be talking about inmate reentry, specifically about success with inmates who are really lining themselves up with God's plan for salvation. And as we get started, I want to let you know we heard from Edward Addison up at SCI Forest this week. And Edward is spending time up there, serving time, and he is a graduate of the WINGS program and did a great job for us in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And we've been talking about his plan of action for the future, and what he would like to do is truly get together with us in the WINGS program and help us to move the program forward in that facility up there. So we're going to be working on that as we speak, and this is a goal for us in the WINGS program to really expand our program throughout the state of Pennsylvania, as there are many facilities and many inmates incarcerated. And everybody needs a plan of action. They need hope for the future. And truly, they need great faith. And that's where it all begins. So we're just going to start off with a prayer today, because we really need to put this in God's hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, Father of all mankind, our eternal Father, we give you praise and thanks for this opportunity to come together as your sons and daughters, for we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for your blessings, for your graces, and for your presence in our lives, for without you, we are nothing. Father, we thank you for the great gift of faith that has truly brought us together today here at Holy Spirit Radio, and for the gift of time and good health that allow us to be here. Father, we ask that you bring the WINGS program to inmates throughout the state. Help us to touch their hearts and minds through the virtual method of education. Father, we put this in your hands because we know there's a great need to bring you to other people. And as this has been a trying 2 years with COVID-19, we pray that you will open these new doors and give us opportunity once again to touch the hearts and minds of our inmates in prison and their families. So we ask this through the intercession of our Holy Family and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. As we begin our program, once again, Finding God in Prison, remember, many men who are incarcerated, men and women, have a lot of free time to think about their lives, to reflect back on what it was that brought them into prison themselves. And there comes a point where many people reflect on God's presence in their lives. They start to read the Bible. They start to read the Word of God, and start to embrace it as a source of decision-making. And this is why our program, which has been around since December of 1993 and has touched many people both in schools and prisons, is so important to be a vehicle by which we bring God and God's love into the hearts and minds of these people and to help to change their lives. And that's what the WINGS program is all about, helping people to get a second chance at coming home and being great husbands and fathers and wives and mothers, helping to reestablish themselves in the community and to build their careers as well as family lives and to keep God centered through it all. So we just pray for Ed and his daily life up at SCI Forest. We pray that God will bless us to get into that facility. And we ask this once again through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, so today we're going to be teaching again, my friends, the Wings program. For those of you who are listening out there at different facilities, I want you to know that, you know, Wings is here for you. It's here for your children, for your families. It's here for those who need to change their lives. And, you know, as we re-engage into business, family life, and community service, and we move into re-entry on probation or parole outside prison walls, there will be people who will give you a hard time, people who won't believe in you, people who truly will not help you. And there will be those who are God-centered, who will lend a hand, who will offer a kind word, a handshake, a smile, and those who will give you connections to jobs and education and residences. And there will be those family members, my friends, who have seen you for years, and they will just be waiting for the shoe to drop, so to speak, for you to go back into your old habits, your old ways, and to regress. But we're going to prove them wrong by doing things God's way and to go forward without regression or stagnation, but to be growing and to be doing great one day at a time, one week at a time, in what we call the 168. So there are going to be people out there who are not with us. And here's a poem from Mother Teresa. And St. Mother Teresa had this hanging in her orphanage in Calcutta. It's about people. People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you win false friends and true enemies. Be successful anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness will make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. People love underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Follow some underdog anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you try to help them. Help anyway. If you give the world the best you have, you may get kicked in the teeth, but give the world the best you have anyway. And so, my friends, in our daily walk, we will be faced with people who are unreasonable, illogical, self-centered, people who think that we have ulterior motives, people who are, you know, true enemies, people who don't believe in us, and people who don't want to assist us in our plans for the future. People who are jealous or envious and really are not walking with us, but they are an obstacle to what it is that we want to do. But once again, we're going to prove them wrong when we come home from prison or outside recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism. After those things are done and we have ourselves focused on those short-term and long-term goals, keeping the Lord at the forefront, keeping God as the number one priority within our lives, we're going to be growing and moving forward one day at a time. And we're going to prove these people wrong. Once again, there will be family members who don't believe in our success in reentry. They may have bailed us out many times. They may have seen us in our worst moments. They may have been there when we had to go to the hospital due to an overdose or something associated with drug addiction or alcoholism. They may have been in the courtroom when the judge sentenced you. But once again, we are going to prove them wrong by doing things the best that we can to be the best human beings that God calls us to be. And once again, in the book of Psalms, God says, the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. And we want to comply with that Lord. We want to bring ourselves back into compliance with the Lord's help. And it's powerful. And Scripture, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man will sharpen another. And so that's what we do here in the Wings program. We are helping to get people motivated, educated, and to, you know, really lift them up out of bad situations and help them to create a new life. And this is what we do, and we are called to do it. And I tell you, there have been over 1,800 men have come through the program in the last 10 years, and they have received extensive mentorship, motivation, education, and hope for the future and great vision for the future. But most of all, they've received the Word of God. And we've tried to touch the hearts and minds of these people because it's important and God calls us to do it. And like St. Paul, who went to Corinth, who went to all of these cities in preparation for writing 13 books of the Bible, he went there with a great word from God for these people to help them to make changes in their lives. And so we too have to do the same. We too have, by the grace of God, have the opportunity to do the same. And we are called once again, my friends, to be the very best witnesses for our Lord, not only in word, but in action, to be the real people that we say that we are. Okay, and to be children of God, and God calls us to be true disciples, and it's important. And as we move through the program today, my friends, we want to talk about something that's very important. You know, there's a lot of sadness in the world. There's a lot of depression in the world. They say by the year 2030 to 2040, depression will be the number one killer in this world. And you know, there's so many things going on in the world that to create sadness, disappointment, and depression. Our job is to help you to find joy in daily life. And so one of the ways that we do that in the Wings program is to look at the 7-day week where we have 168 hours of total time available, and to put as many things into that week that produce joy in your life. What is it that you like or love to do? What is it that brings you joy? Whatever it is, we need to keep doing it again and again. If it's spending time with parents or children or siblings, then we need to do it. We need to put it on the schedule, make a date on the calendar, and fulfill that date to get that joy. And it's so important. We need to feed ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically in a positive way with all kinds of things that are joy-producing. And this is important because we don't want to carry that sadness, that depression, which can be mild, moderate, or severe. We want to change that. And there are many people living in depression. They're basically, you know, living in frustration every day and nothing changes. And people need to take the bull by the horns and make some changes. They need to make some command decisions so that they can produce joy within their lives. If it's sports that gives you joy, you need to do it. If it's spending time in doing community service, giving back to the community, helping other people, then you need to do it as often as you can. Whatever it is, my friends, I want you to make a list of things that you enjoy doing that produce joy in your life. And start doing them day in and day out, week in and week out. And continue to do it, because there will be tough days and there will be great days. But we have to take advantage of those great days, and they will carry us through some of those tougher times that we know are coming, which could be due to, you know, the loss of a job, health issues, loss of a loved one. And there's so many things that can play into that, that steal our peace, so to speak, or steal our joy for the moment. Our job is to put it back in. So, you know, if you like swimming or running or playing baseball, then continue to do it. If it brings joy to your life, continue to do it. If you like writing letters, listening to music, if you like making phone calls and lifting people up, and if it brings joy to you, then I want you to put that on the list. And don't stop doing it until you can't do it anymore. Very, very important. One of the other things we want to mention is that in the holiday season coming up, only 90 days away, basically, to the Christmas season, you know, depression is very difficult, very prominent because of lost loved ones and other things, health issues. And so finding joy in the holiday season is key in the Wings program. And we want to kind of turn things around. You know, it's not all about me. It's not what I can do for me, but it's about what I can do for other people. And the Lord actually repays us with joy. And he puts an abundance of joy into our lives and helps us to go forward in helping other people. And he says it this way: whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you've done it for me. And whatever you did not do, you didn't do it for me. So he calls us to really do things for other people. And so in the Wings program, when we look at the 168, we want to take 1 to 2 hours a week of giving back in different ways. And whatever it is that you find that you can do for other people. And I want to make that clear that that is something on the goal list each and every week that you have to take part in, because it brings you joy to help those other people. And it's important. The next thing we want to cover is that, you know, week in and week out, there will be stressful moments in our lives. And stress is a killer. Stress is truly something that we need to guard against, and we need to, you know, eliminate. We need to reduce as often as we can. And there are many stressors in life. You know, if you think about your life today, yesterday, last week, what is it that stresses you out? And I want to put it on the table right now that this should be, you know, a month and even a year of stress reduction. What can you do to reduce the stress in your life? And who is stressing you out? One of the things we want to do is eliminate stressors, people who stress us out, conversations that stress us out, things that stress us out. Whatever it is, we want to eliminate those things the best we can. And whatever we cannot eliminate, we want to manage professionally, appropriately, because there will be things in life that we cannot eliminate, things like paying bills. Month in and month out, those bills are going to come. Raising children, both a blessing and sometimes a burden, in changing diapers and, you know, just continuously providing for children and cleaning up after them, helping them to defend themselves and guard against things that can hurt them. So, you know, there are things that we cannot eliminate from our lives, and those are stressors that we have to manage. So stress management is what we're talking about here. And we want to take a moment to remember that stress is a killer. Many people under great stress, you know, have had strokes, even heart attacks. Some can be fatal. So our job is to reduce the stress, to do whatever we can to reduce it on a daily basis. So to keep things simple and to make life less complicated is one of our goals in the Wings program. And God is right there with us. God always gives us what we need, not always what we want. Because many times what we want can produce more stress. What we want may actually be too great for us to handle. And God never gives us more than we can handle. So we want to keep that in mind as we make our goal list. But as we recap some of the sessions we talked about in the first couple of shows here at Finding God in Prison, we want to remember that we have four fundamentals in the WINGS program, and they are priorities in life. God first, then you, then family, then work, then community service, and then hobbies and sports. And that's our list of priorities, never to be compromised. And then we have balance, where we are feeding ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for the mind, body, and soul, giving us balance, which is so important. When you have balance, you have peace, which is one of the great goals for us in the WINGS program. And when you have peace, you can put joy in your life, because if you don't have peace, you may have something else. You may have depression or fears or anxiety. And when you have those things, being joyful is just very, very temporary. We want that lasting joy, the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is something that only He can bring. It's powerful. But balance is a second fundamental. And then we have time management, where we're managing our time well. The 168 hours of total time in a week. We're developing positive habit patterns. We're going to school. We're going to work. We're going to sleep. We're grooming, eating. We're spending time with the family. We're taking vacations. We're taking a day off. We're engaged in education. And we are motivated to continue to do that week in and week out, so that the end result is positive growth. We're not stagnating, but we're growing. Once again, WING stands for winning ideas, nurturing growth, and success. We're either growing or we're stagnating. And stagnation breeds depression. So we're guarding against depression, which can come at any time because of all kinds of things that impact our minds, and different hardships and different people who share negative things with us. I want to tell you that stress is just a natural part of life, and a little bit of stress is actually a good thing, so that we don't get lazy or complacent. I know in aviation, you know, on long overseas flights, transatlantic, transpacific flights, a little bit of activity in the cockpit, a little bit of stress is a good thing. It keeps you awake and engaged in flying that airplane to your destination. It keeps you engaged in doing the right things, following checklists and following procedures and policies, and making, you know, things, you know, ultimately come out in a positive way when we land at our destination. But when you are overloaded and too stressed out, very often we're going to do the wrong things. So we have to take it slow. We have to reduce the stress in the cockpit. Just like we have to reduce the stress in our lives, we have to minimize it. And that which we cannot eliminate, we will manage. So stress management and the elimination of any stressors that you can eliminate is a positive thing. And this is just a natural part of life. There's no way that we can go through life without stress. Just this week, a friend of mine shared with me that his wife had had, you know, breast cancer, and 10 years ago, and recently she's been stricken with that once again. And this is a challenging time for them. And we just pray for them that God will bless them with a healing, and God will take that cancer away, and that He will bring them the peace that only He can provide, that He will give them the love of God from heaven above, and the peace of God through the Word of God and through people who know God, love God, and serve God. In their daily walk, Father God, we pray for these people who are stricken with cancer, specifically this gentleman's wife. We pray that You will bless her with abundance of peace right now, and that You will give her everything she needs to go forward from here. And we ask this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, and through Saint Joseph, and ultimately through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we put that into God's hands, my friends. And you may know someone who's going through some trials and tribulations. And these are tough things that you know, people go through. And the book of James talks about, you know, trials and tribulations. On our next program, we're going to be talking heavily about that, because it's important to realize that, you know, in life, we will all be tried, and we will be challenged ultimately in different ways. And God wants to know, how are we going to handle this today? Whatever that challenge is. Recently, I was at a prayer group with some 15 men. And one of the guys told me that a good friend of ours had a stroke and will never walk again. He's half paralyzed. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things that we don't know are coming down the pike. And we want to be prepared for them. We want to be, you know, in a good, healthy, stable, long-term relationship with Jesus Christ. We want God to help us through not only the good times, but some of the challenging times, to overcome those obstacles and those burdens that are so heavy for families to carry. So we pray for him too, our good friend Harold, who had a stroke. We pray that God will bless him and give him a healing today, and that he will walk once again as he has walked his entire life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And my friends, in the Wings program, you know, we've had about 1,800 men come through the program in the last 10 years. But the program, which started in 1993 in Olney Elementary School, has touched thousands of people through radio and television, and also through presentations at more than 100 schools, 8 prisons, and specifically in the Philadelphia prison system. We were blessed with almost 10 years of service, and we really were given a great opportunity to help men to make changes. So as you're listening to the program today, I ask you the question, what is the number one change that you need to make? Write it down. What is the greatest area of weakness or your most vulnerable area that you need to look at today and that you need to work on? Because God calls us to make changes. In the Wings program, there is no stagnation. We're always growing. We want to be growing spiritually, mentally, physically, for the mind, body, and soul. We want to be growing educationally, residentially, financially. We want to be growing in all areas of our lives, and we want to take advantage of the moment, the precious present, and enjoy the moment. But we want to be growing, and we want to remember that one of the great goals in Wings is to have peace in our hearts. When you have that peace that only God can provide, my friends, you can share that peace with everyone you come in contact with. And there's no time like the present to offer that peace to other people. So I challenge you this week, my friends, to bring the peace of God that he has given you within your heart to other people. I challenge you, my friends, to take action and to bring a smile, a handshake, a warm smile, a kind word to other people, so that the love of God and the peace of God will touch the hearts and minds of these individuals. I also encourage you this week, my friends, to step up to the plate and to bring the word of God, just one or two words, one or two scriptures that have changed your life, that have really made an impact on your mind. And bring that scripture, bring that word, that blessing to the hearts and minds of other people, to your wife, to your children, to your parents, to your friends and neighbors. Do whatever you can, my friends, to touch the hearts and minds of other people and to lift them up, to give them everything that you can as an instrument of our Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, that's our show for today. This is Joe Montone, your host. You're listening to Holy Spirit Radio, and this is Finding God in Prison here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. It's been my pleasure being with you today. Have a great day, and God bless. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day. God bless.